You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Frank Welsh, Sr. of Lookout Alliance Incorporated, that provides affordable private benefit exchange technology marketing and support to associations, employers, and brokers nationwide. Frank, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. So for the benefit of our listeners, tell us more about Lookout Alliance, if you would.
Yeah, Lookout Alliance is actually a morphing of in a startup. Some of our background has been in web-based individual health insurance sales in Nevada and Arizona. And what we saw was an opportunity to try to coalesce our web-based designs and make them available for other brokers who haven't experienced using the internet to promote and market individual health plans.
Lookout Alliance is also instrumental to helping insurance brokers learn more about private exchanges. What role does Lookout Alliance play in this situation?
Exactly. What we do is we work with a lot of those brokers who are out there in the marketplace now. We're looking for some answers to how are they going to fare through the Affordable Care Act. And again, too, our answer is, hey, we see this transformation of group plans and other traditional employer-sponsored group plans will absolutely morph into individual plans for each of those employees in a group or an employer-related relationship. So to assist those brokers who traditionally did not have a website, did not have a private exchange, we try to transition them into the digital age. In other words, how to interface with the markets, the health insurance markets, and be able to deliver those digitally, right, to their employers, their employees, et cetera. So that's what our principal concern is, working with brokers, getting them up to speed on how insurance is going to be sold and delivered in the future.
As private exchanges gain traction, what are some of the key advantages brokers should emphasize for prospective clients?
Again, too, I can really comment on this here in the last few weeks. We've seen a complete abject failure, right, of the federally facilitated exchange and the majority of the state exchanges. So what we offer is a private answer, right, to the public exchanges. We have professionals, in other words, people who are licensed and have been doing this for years and years, and not a 20-hour training session for a navigator, but actually people on the average have 15 years experience in health insurance. So we are the answer in our private exchanges to the public debacle. So in other words, we want to make sure that we don't have a client, a broker, or anyone who uses the public exchange directly, but we'll use a liaison of professionals that will do that for our clients.
Today we are joined by Frank Welsh, Sr. of Lookout Alliance Incorporated, that provides affordable private benefit exchange technology marketing and support to associations, employers, and brokers nationwide here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Also, Frank, what are some of the benefits brokers enjoy working with Lookout Alliance?
Well, I'll reiterate, a lot of these large group and medium to small size group, brokers who have about 90% of the written business out there, they've been a little bit lax on the web-based and digital designs that we provide. So we're getting them up to speed technically, and then what we do, what I do personally, is help them market these programs. Not just to their existing clientele, but to the greater community and other outlets that we see the private exchanges being fully implemented. Just to give you an idea, now we know here in the last 3 weeks, private exchanges are the limelight. All some of the major companies that have adopted private exchanges are H&R Block, as well as IBM, Walgreens, and Trader Joe's, just to name a few. So this is what brokers are going to need to compete with, right, maybe on a smaller scale for their clients, but as well as other organizations. In other words, who's going to compete with H&R Block? They've got their own private insurance exchange that they're going to be able to interface at the time of doing someone's taxes. Well, what is their competitors going to do? Well, they're going to need to have an exchange to compete as well. But this is true for all other industries. Everyone is going to want to have an exchange. We've had recent inquiries from large churches and organizations as well as hospitals who want to offer these exchanges. In other words, a private enterprise to interface for their clients if there are exchanges where there's a subsidy available to do it professionally and to actually deliver information, good information, and a platform so they can actually purchase other plans that might be good for their family and have that all on one source, one site that those organizations can brand as their own. So that's what we see in the future is that certainly at some point most groups, organizations, and associations will have their own private exchange. We want to make sure that we're in that category of providing them.
And how do you envision your organization evolving or expanding in both the short or and the long term?
What we're waiting for is actually, you know, that we've only seen one state that's fully operational out of, you know, 50. So we're kind of waiting for the technology to catch up to the exchanges where we can actually recommend going to an exchange and say, hey, this is going to be this is going to be done easily for your clients. So we're in the very short term. We're just kind of waiting for the public exchanges to become adequate, so we can start sending our brokers, right, as a liaison to interface with the public exchanges. So far, it's not working adequately for us to send anybody there, but even in the short term, we do have exchanges that will give information, how to access, numbers to call once things are working properly in those states that are not. And I would say that's our short-term goal, hey, is to get the public exchanges up and running. The long-term goal is, of course, that, hey, every organization, every group, every business, right, ultimately is going to want to be able to have a private exchange so they can offer their consumers, their customers, right, an easy platform to find out about the plans that are available through the Affordable Care Act on the exchanges, as well as those and solutions for off-exchange plans for their employees, their consumers, their members, and for the entire organization. And I want to make a mention is that a lot of these groups, they're using it as a leveraging for public outreach, like large real estate companies. So when they're down there, they're selling a home. They want to offer a private exchange to those consumers as an offer of, hey, their interest in the community is offering them a private answer to the public exchanges. So, yeah, that's what we're looking at in the long term, is actually developing more exchanges for our brokers.
Excellent. And if you would, share with us your vision of how brokers and Lookout Alliance can work together to more effectively promote private exchanges.
Yeah, that's what we do on a daily basis, is actually try to unfold those opportunities that some brokers maybe haven't contemplated. Some of the things I've already mentioned is like in a community. Besides, you know, creating a value for their current clients, they can create, you know, such a great value in their community, whether it be in, you know, an outreach through the chambers, you know, hospitals, whatever organization that is truly, you know, engaged in getting health care for, you know, for everyone in their community. And that's part of the good thing about the Affordable Care Act is that we want to get more people responsible. We want to get them insured. We want to make sure that they become, again, two responsible citizens. And the private exchange actually can accomplish that through the multiple portals and information that's on their private exchange. besides just signing up for health insurance, it's an array of just about everything that we want to put into it. So it's particular to, you know, each industry that we serve. But generally speaking, we think that this might be the way to actually bring down healthcare costs in the U.S.
Well, that is certainly talking right up our alley for sure. How about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about Lookout Alliance online?
Yeah. Lookoutalliance.com. Our number, 775-200-1524. We have a toll-free number, something we don't use very much anymore. Well, I don't have it memorized. My apologies, but can too. 775-200-1524. You can ask for Frank Senior or Frank Junior. Junior on the technical side, and me on the more on the marketing side. So we can too. That's our principal goal. We work with Health Partners America in Birmingham, Alabama. They created these exchange sites that are a template that we design for our brokers that have joined HPA in Birmingham, and so we work with about 40 brokers right now nationwide. We hope to increase that as the popularity increases. Of those 40 brokers, each one of them is working on their own private exchanges, as well as private exchanges for their groups and community outreach.
Well, Frank, we certainly have enjoyed your joining us here on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and your company.
Well, thank you so much, Eric.
We've been speaking with Frank Wells, Sr. of Lookout Alliance Incorporated, providing affordable private benefit exchange technology, marketing, and support to associations, employers, and brokers nationwide. And once again, the website of reference is simply lookoutalliance.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.